And I tell you, springing my step today, right? Springing my bloody step.
What have you found?
Well, Robert, what I found this. Found? Look, I found this story. And before we get into the story, it's a story with men with large noses. And I've got to say hello to a few people that have amassed this massive proboscis. Zach Lomax, he's resting up in hospital after the surgery on his thumb. He plays for St. George, right? He's, I'm looking at the picture and he's got a massive conk on him, massive nose.
Conk.
You know who's got another big one? Raiders halfback.
Big nose.
Yeah, George Williams. Okay. Holy jeez, when they go side on. And like when you've got a big nose, you can say, look at someone else and say, geez, you've got a big nose because you've got a big nose yourself.
Because you've got one yourself.
So you can
look
go.
At you.
Yeah, look at it. It's massive. Whoop. Oh, duck.
No. Rob, there he knows all about it.
Who other big noses? Gerard Depardieu. Mm. You know that French actor?
Oh, the French actor.
Yeah.
Played Roxanne. Is it Roxanne? Not Roxanne. The guy with the big nose in that movie.
No, that's Steve Martin.
No, but isn't there was a new version of it, I think.
Oh, did he play that?
Yeah, I think there was another
one.
You sure
they wouldn't have had to use a...
just Steve Martin's got a big honker.
Oh, he's got a big honker. But when he was in
Roxanne... Massive honker.
Phew, got bigger. He Pinocchio? Just goes, whoa, Pinocchio. Pinocchio, well. And you might be driving to work going, hey, those boys are talking about me because I've got a massive, massive
so,
nose.
So what have you
the
found?
The story this morning, Robert, is men with larger noses tend to have bigger... penises. The study has found.
Look at that thing.
You read
no,
the,
not that thing. So, no. I meant the story.
Oh, sorry, you have a look. There's the story. There is
zip
the story.
Up, zip it up.
Uh-huh. Thank you. But the thing is, you know how they did their study? The study, which was published in Basic and Clinical Andrology, looked at the corpses of 126 men.
That's what I'm reading. Within 3 days of death and measured a range of body parts.
Well, I don't want to be known.
I wonder if that was post rigor mortis.
As Tripod Gerard. But then 3 days after, I would have been known while I'm living, man.
Jeez, I'd like to know who's got nothing better to do than measure the... what's another word for it?
Hoo-ha.
The members of dead men.
That's what they did. That is so. Look, I'm thinking of joining, starting a club. But you know what? Sometimes stories are wrong. In this case, for me, I think they've got it wrong.
Well, you are in all sorts. Yeah.
Good day, though, isn't it? Oh, good it's good day. Good day.
Pump your chest out.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Still can't see it over your guts.